You never, would you ever use the term wash rag or something like that?
Only once in a while.
And have you, done
it? Yeah, I've done it occasionally.
Okay. I was just curious, because a lot of people, that's what they call them, period. All
right.
Okay. All right, what do you call the thing in the kitchen that the water comes out? You turn it on, water?
Faucet.
Okay, any other names that you might call it?
Spigot, I guess. No.
Okay. Now, the reason why I'm interested in this is now on the outside of the house, if you know, once you're outside, is there any difference between the thing that you put the hose on and the thing that comes, you know, do you have a difference in names between those two? Are they both faucets or both spigots?
Sink.
Yeah, the one, like the one.
Spigot's outside, probably. How about spigot would be outdoors. You turn the handle like that.
Right.
Faucet must be, I guess, indoors.
Yeah, but you might just as, would you be just as likely to say the spigot is inside too?
No.
Would you more likely say faucet?
Spigot pertains outside.
Okay. Okay. Now the, let's see here.
Alright, what do you call it?
Any differences? Okay, that's good. Well, and now let's say, it gets pretty cold down here sometimes. Does it ever freeze down here?
Not that I know.
Okay. All right. Let's say up north, you know, a good distance. Say, say New York or New Jersey or someplace. Left a garden hose laying outside and it froze at night, and the hose was full of water. Okay. And it turned ice in the hose, and it did something to the hose. I said, what would have happened to the hose?
It stopped with the hose.
Okay. And you ever heard, the pipes of a house sometimes get so cold they'll...
freeze.
All right. And then if they freeze, sometimes what do they do? Cause water to drain all over everything.
Flood.
All right. All right, if you have a bag full of air and you stick a needle in it, what do you do to it?
You pop it.
Okay. And what's another way? What's another way of saying pop? All right. Let's say you know that line in the Star Spangled Banner where they're talking about the rocket's red glare.
Bang it. But that's. I'll burst it. Yeah.
Okay. So if you had a hose that stretched out and it froze that night, you'd say that the hose, using that word, you'd say that the hose.
Burst it.
Okay. That's again. All right. What would you? When people talk about buying oil, they talk about buying oil in so many
barrels.
Okay. And one of those would be we'll call one of those
barrel.
All right. Have you ever heard any terms for old things, molasses or something like that would come in large quantities, molasses or anything like that? Or lard or something?
Barrel, gallons.
Okay. You ever heard the term stand?
No.
Okay. How about if you ran out of gas on the highway and you had to go down and get some gasoline and came back and you didn't have one of those long...
Funnel.
Yeah. Okay. Any other names you might call that? Okay. Sometimes you see people, one of these little things they got in their hands and it cracks. They use them to drive horses. What do you call those?
Whip.
Okay, and when you go to the grocery store, they put your groceries inside of a what?
Cart.
A cart. Okay, when you're leaving, they put it inside of what?
A bag. You mean?
Yeah. What's a bag made out of?
Paper.
Okay. You ever heard any other terms like old fellows around the area, or you yourself, or something might use for a paper bag?
Sack.
Okay. You ever heard them called pokes?
No.
You ever heard anybody, you know, old fellows do that? Okay. Really large quantities, big 100-pound things of sugar, what would they come in? Like down at the port or something might be unloaded, what would you call it?
Would they come in?
Yeah, what would they, you know, like be shipped in, you know, large quantities?
Crates.
Alright, have you ever seen, what would say, 100-pound, like cement would come in sometimes, 100 pounds at a time,